Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
All right, Russell in Oregon, thank you for holding. I interrupted you when you went off on taking X2, what it did to you. But, I mean, my point to listeners is we don't just sit here and say this is game-changing, life-changing, the enemy's attacking, you need this, and to realize that, like, 1% of our listeners maybe buy it. If 2% bought it, we would be able to have 50 reporters and be totally in the black and just dominate the world. But literally, listeners tune in, and they see all of our information is game-changing, but they just think it's hype because there's so much advertising hype and so much BS. I mean, PQQ, CoQ10 that's in DNA Force, makes your telomeres last longer. Even the FDA lets you say that because it's true. I mean, it literally makes you live longer. We're not selling BS. Like our water filter, it's the highest rated for half the price of leading competitors. And people go look at the studies online and go, oh, third-party sites say it is the highest rated for half the price. Wow, you actually, yeah, I want to sell you something that you like so you come back again. I'm not trying to sell you something one time. I want to sell it to you over and over again and build a world we all live in. If I was a car salesman, I want to sell the best, safest car. If I was going to sell a water filter, I want to sell the best steel, best filter. I'm going to sell a gun, I want to sell the best gun, a Glock or whatever. What I'm getting at here is that I could sell snow to Eskimos, but I don't need to sell snow to Eskimos. That doesn't empower them. I want to sell freedom because I want to buy freedom. I want to live in freedom. I'm selling freedom. They're selling tyranny. I'm selling prosperity. They're selling enslavement. Now, I'm going to shut up now. It's raining so hard. I think the roof's about to cave. I've never heard this. This is incredible. But I'm going to shut up now. Russell, you got the floor for the last 3 minutes of this segment. Go ahead.
Thanks, Alex. Just wanted to make a couple points that as far as the election goes and the candidates, you know, I wanted to make a point about Trump that I don't think that I've heard on your show. And I think that he is a Trojan horse for the transhumanism. I think that if you go back to his speech that he delivered at the 2020 World Economic Forum right before the lockdowns, going back to January of 2020, he discusses making investments in artificial intelligence, quantum computing, and 5G, and that he brags about how it's all under the leadership of his daughter Ivanka, who is actually a class of 2015 young global leader. The artificial intelligence, quantum computing, and 5G are the foundation of the transhumanist technologies that, you know, are meant to transform us into modified human organism that is integrated with the machinery. And this, I think, is cause for more concern than any other issue. You know, we know that Ivanka's husband is an avowed transhumanist, and, you know, we have to be able to be, you know, honest, whether we like Trump or whether we don't, that if he's going around promoting this and talking about making these kinds of investments, that this is something that that is clearly part of the agenda. Like I said, I believe it's a Trojan horse to infiltrate, you know, on behalf of the transhumanism. That said, I think
let me just back you up and say I 100% agree that Trump, who I don't think was part of this, just as I know how he operates and who he is, was a Trojan horse unknowingly that brought in the real Trojan horse, Ivanka and Jared Kushner. Kushner is a transhumanist. He believes he's going to live forever. And they were moles against Trump the whole time. They're disgusting. And there is absolutely no doubt that went on. And now they're estranged basically from Trump. So that's a good thing. And if I see Ivanka and Jared with a 666 Park Avenue anywhere near Trump again, I'm done with Trump. And I'm already, look, I'm not throwing the baby out of the bathwater, but I'm already really upset at Trump. And I'm criticizing him and telling everybody knows that. That was an ultimatum. I tried to get the Sanders even more hardcore about, you know, being, see if I could get Trump to, you know, wake up and be anti-vax by endorsing the Sanders for a while. But Trump's too pig-headed to do that. But I hear you. Excellent excellent points. There's no doubt that Jared Kushner is an Antichrist wannabe. Jared Kushner is a joke. He's a lightweight. We'll be right.
InfoWars is known for being tomorrow's news today. InfoWars is known for having 98% accuracy on average. InfoWars is known as being a game changer, and our products are not any different. Two amazing products that I really want you to try if you've never tried them, or if you've been a regular buyer of them, they've been sold out for a long time, they're back in stock, I want to remind you, are now back in stock, are the Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth. I don't have time in 60 seconds to tell you about all the ingredients, but believe me, you want to go research. You want to go check out Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth, back in stock, but they're selling out quick. And despite the fact they're selling out, they're both discounted. In fact, Real Red Pill Plus is 40% off right now, but week or so, it's going to go back to full price. It's about to sell out. This is your chance to experience Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you for your support.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I mentioned in the first hour the incredible RFK Jr. interview on the Second Amendment, on open borders, on tyranny, on bioweapons labs in Ukraine. We're going to get to all of that coming up after I finish these phone calls, but I promise to get everybody. So Keith, Anonymous, Al Killer, Judy, Jeffrey, Mike and others, I'm going to finish up with you right now, but to get to everybody ahead of this, I got to give each one of you about a minute and a half. So thank you for calling. I'll give you your time. Move to the next person. Keith in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Jones, for taking my call. Can you hear me okay?
I can. Welcome.
If it wasn't for you, I'd probably be dead today because I would have gotten one of those real vaccines. I take some of your supplements and with my wife. And I just want to start off where somebody left off on Elon Musk. He's a Satanist hiding in plain sight. Last year he was seen with a samurai suit on, embossed with goat's heads and upside-down crosses. Samurais don't wear those, but Satanists do. Trump, Kennedy, and DeSantis are birds of a feather. They flock together. And this won't be turned around unless we get the government to repeal government-imposed legalized homosexuality in America, because it wasn't legal for 183 years when it was first legalized in 1959. That's just a few of the things I'd like to see turned around in this country. But you're doing a good thing, and all your staff there, you guys are doing a really good job, and I hope you can keep pushing on. If I hit a big jackpot in the lottery, I'll send you even more money. God bless. Take care.
Keith, I really appreciate you. I'm going to say something there because it's the right thing to say. I've been a Christian, a populist, and I like libertarian ideas, and I don't hate people what they do in their bedrooms or their adults. But I'll say this. I remember learning when I was a teenager that Texas still had sodomy laws, and thinking, well, they shouldn't arrest, gay people. And then I learned that I'm not supposed to call them homosexuals, even though it's heterosexual, homosexual. It's a scientific term. And then it's, just let us marry. And then now, just let us have access to your kids. And now, just let us cut your son's penis off. And I'm not going to lump all those groups into one group. But there's a reason it's been banned in civilization. Because every time it starts, it takes over. If you read in some of the first books of the Bible, I forget which one it's in, with the story of Lot and Sodom and Gomorrah. Is that in Genesis or is that the next book? Pull up Sodom and Gomorrah. And then they found Sodom and Gomorrah. It really happened. And it's all been blown up. Maybe a volcano. God did it. Whatever. The point is that they come to the door and say, we're here to have sex with the men and the children. And it's like they're having a gay pride parade. They're like, we're going to have sex with your kids and the men. Bring them out. And I mean, it's like a cult. It's a gang. It's taking over. It's everywhere. I mean, imagine if like heterosexuals were just making out everywhere and beat each other with bull whips at parades and had little kids out there. You'd be like, man, you people are perverts, man. Again, I've been to topless bars in college and stuff, and it's all exploited for the men and the women, the whole thing. You know, it's just a doorway into prostitution. But I don't say put people in prison for doing it, but if you imagine being in a topless bar and they trot up a seven-year-old kid, half-naked, and you put minors in tree, you'd call the police. That's what they're legalizing. So all I'm saying, whether it's homosexual, heterosexual, whatever it is, it needs to stop. Leave the kids alone. And they're like, no, we're not going to stop. And so I'm like, well, I do see. It's not about tolerance. It's not about leaving you alone. You want to conquer me. You're a sex cult. We say the ancient world, civilizations got taken over by sex cults over and over again when they collapsed. So I've studied history, and I see that happening again. And it's about the rape of our innocents, the literal rape of our children. It has to stop. Gillette and other TV ads tell you that men asking women out is rape, but sex with children is good. These corporations are sick. They're evil. We're going to skip this network break. Anonymous in Texas, thank you for holding patiently. You're on the air, Anonymous.
Thank you for taking my call and everything you've done. Everyone, if you have not seen Alex's documentary, Endgame, please watch it. I live in Texas. I want to change my bank. What do you think is the most ethical or lesser evil bank that deserves my business?
I'll be honest with you. I have not had time to study all that. I know that Larry Elder's promoting some new bank that they claim doesn't censor and is conservative. And we haven't approached them about merchant accounts yet, but they're not a real bank if they can't give us merchant accounts. We've got merchant accounts, but we get charged too much because of the position we're in, not because of our credit, but because of the ADL hate designation. So we pay a larger percent, you know, we have to wear the yellow star under the Nazi rule of the ADL. I mean that literally, like I'm under Nazi rule, literal Nazis, posing as Jews, making me wear a yellow star of an American and being charged more points because of who I am, because I'm not a traitor. And so we'll see if they do it. There's lots of local banks that are good, lots of credit unions. But I really can't, you just got to go meet your bankers, learn who owns the bank. I would go with small banks. I would not put your money in big banks.
All right. Thank you so much. Love you, Alex. Peace.
Thank you. I mean, when I say Nazis, folks, that's what the Nazis did was take Jewish bank accounts away and make them second-class citizens and charge them higher interest and stuff. And that's what the ADL's done to me and our operation and to you. And it's just, they've hurt us. They've abused us. They've attacked us. They've lied about us. And they're so un-American and so damn evil. And I just pray God put a hedge of protection up against the American people, against the Southern Poverty Law Center and the ADL Democratic Party, because they really are a bunch of thugs. I forgot Joe Lewis was a Republican, and he gave all his earnings to the Army when he was doing that during the war. And then the Democrats came back and charged him $800,000 in back taxes and ruined him for the rest of his life. They told him, stop voting Republican, and we'll give you your money back. I mean, these people are just thugs, man. They're criminals. And you've got to understand that. They'll hide behind black people. They'll hide behind Jews. They'll hide behind anything. But they're not Jews. They're not black people. They're evil. Black people are great. Jews are great. Christians are great. There's good people everywhere. But these organizations, you know, you got really bad with Jesse Jackson shaking companies down. And then everybody just bows down. Oh, don't call me racist. I'll do whatever you say. At a certain point, I have integrity. I'm not going to bow down to you. Especially when, again, I mean, when I go around looking for real Nazis, if I was like Simon Wiesenthal, I'd search, like, who does the ADL give awards to? And it's like, half the time, they're actual Nazis. And I'm like, well, what the? But see, that makes perfect sense. See, if you're a real Nazi, you finance the ADL and you get total protection. You just can't make this up, man. You just can't make this up. And it's pure evil. Absolute intelligence agency evil. And we just have to hold the course. And the good news is the New World Order is failing. They're losing right now. All right. Let's go ahead and go back to your calls. Owl Killer, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Well, Alex, I just want to say you deserved that vacation, and I loved you coming back singing the trendy song when that music came on yesterday. I could tell you were back in a lot better spirits than you had been. I got to ask one question real quick. You can answer at the end. Between Florida and Texas, where to go, and if it's Texas, where? as far as the homosexual agenda, look, we don't care what people do in their bedrooms, but it is a sex and death cult, and they don't get that if there's going to be a backlash and it's all going to go away. The blue hair will go. The gay marriage will go. You won't be able to do what's being done in public because it is being forced on him. It's being forced on people. And if it was straight people doing it, it would be disgusting. It's an overt cult. As far as Robert Kennedy and or Trump and Elon Musk go, look, Robert Kennedy gets it. If you could transplant his brain into Trump, we would have the winning formula. Unfortunately, the voice thing may be an issue, but and the fact that Biden is the sitting president and he's running against him, Trump is going to jail. We're ignorant if we don't see that. That's why DeSantis is running. They already
I think they're going to indict him a bunch. They think it'll discredit him and only make him bigger. I think they're going to kill Trump.
No
other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline. airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
For just enjoyment, West Coast or the Panhandle of Florida. Everybody knows Flood, Texas, basically the Panhandle of Florida. Weatherford outside Fort Worth, a lot of great people live out there. But, I mean, there's just places all over. Idaho's got some great places. There's some places right over the mountains of Wyoming into Montana. That's a larger discussion. But if I had one place to go for not quality of life, but just to be left alone, there's some towns and cities that are medium size in northwest Texas, in west Texas, in southwest Texas, where there's nobody, and you will not have anybody mess with you, and you can grow crops. And I've been checking those places out as well. So the biggest thing is having a four-wheel drive with extra tires and extra gasoline. Because you won't get gas when they pull the plug, and electric won't work. They got kill switches. You got to have a heavy truck with everything you need already loaded, with an extra 200, 300 gallons of gasoline on it, 100 minimum. And I've kind of gotten around to that partially, and I've just got a lot of it staged now. But I just intend to go down with the ship. That's probably what's going to have to happen here. But I do have fertile food and, you know, things like that in my house and firearms to protect myself. And we don't know how long they're going to turn the power off, but it could be a long time. But this is going to be a good thing. You know, we killed 70 million babies here in America alone, or 67 million. And we like the devil, so we're going to get the devil. And so all you folks out there laughing and giggling right now that live in your high-rise apartments and got your green or blue hair and eat boogers all day long and watch child porn, you're not going to know what hit you when all this goes down. And you're going to starve to death. You're going to die. And you're going to be taken to FEMA camps. And you're going to be killed. And then the globalists, when it's all done, will come offer me a job. And I'll say no. But you just need to know you are not respected by the new order serving them. I mean, I still get offers from the globalists. I mean, I'll be able to, anytime I want, sell out, which I'm not going to do. I can't do that to God. And I know this life's so short. But all you that, like, just sell out and grovel to Satan and think Satan is so cute and so fun and all the evil you're involved in is so cutesy and you're winning, you're fools. You'll be the first to die. You're a joke. It's important for you to know that. You'll always be a joke. And those that serve evil across the board are a joke. Nobody's going to insulate themselves from what's going down, what's coming. It's your tree, and you're sitting in it. Let's talk to Judy in Florida. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, it's really cool to talk to you today because it's my dad's birthday, and it's also D-Day. And he fought in the Battle of Midway on the USS Mustang. And it's just a good way to commemorate his being alive. But if we were to look
That's beautiful, absolutely. You know, the Battle of Midway out in the Pacific Ocean, and today is D-Day. And
yeah, that's Battle of Normandy.
Remember all our great veterans.
Yeah. He was. I used to watch him. You know, PTSD is real when you're sitting in the living room, your dad's asleep on the couch, and he just launches off at the slightest noise. I don't know what he experienced.
Yeah, when my uncle got back from Vietnam, a plane flew over the house floor, a backfire happened, he'd jump under the table.
Yeah. War is not for sissies. But I know, this is how I feel about Robert Kennedy and Trump and everything. I don't know if we're going to make it to the election with everything that is talked about. And I know that the first casualty of war is the truth. So I think this piece of scripture, if it's okay, it's John 8:44. This mm-hmm. is Jesus speaking. He says, ye are of the Father.
Hold on. It's not okay. Hold on.
I'm sorry.
It's not okay. We want you to quote scripture. So start over and read it.
Okay. This is John 8:44. This is Jesus. He is saying, ye are of the Father, of your father, the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And I think everything, it was a few weeks ago you had the animation of Fantasia, the Night on Bald Mountain. That is like metaphysically what I see. It's like we look out and see a pretty day, but it's like I think so many things are coming to a head that's the actual, if you could see into the spirit realm, what it looks like. You know, including like what Harrison was talking about earlier with the two witches or what goblins, whatever they were in the person's backyard, you know, chewing on a deer.
Yeah, this is women literally, and I've seen the video. It's not fake. It's women eating rotten meat. This is how psychotic people are getting.
Well, you're talking to a woman who's, I'm a mother of a daughter that may be engaging in, I don't know if she's eating deers, but she and I don't talk because of the spirit within her. I don't know my daughter. But, you know, I think that everything that's being forced on us, and I'm mad at DeSantis for, you know, looking to leave Florida so soon because we had him, and he was a good governor. But, there, you know, who am I to say? But, you know, I just see us as cannon fodder. And I think that you mentioned Sarasota earlier. I first moved to Sarasota when I moved here in 2010. And it's great, beautiful. The original kissing statue was there. Somebody supposedly hit it, so they had to replace it with something much smaller. But there's many roundabouts that have been put on Route 41 approaching it. And it's turning into a smart city, which, you know, is another term as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, no, I know it's a bunch of patriots. I know a bunch of patriots that live there. By the kissing statue, you mean the reenactment of the famous World War II photo of the nurse and the sailor kissing?
Uh-huh. Yeah. It was replaced by
that. I'm not saying it's a perfect place to live. I'm just saying, if I was going to live in Florida, it seems like that whole area is a lot of good people, a lot of folks that are awake. I really appreciate your call, Judy. Thank you. Jeffrey and Obadiah and Mike, you're our final callers. I'm going to play a bunch of the JFK right to the end of the hour. And then Owen Schroeder is going to pop in. He's got some things to say as well. But again, I'm very, very honored to be here coming to you live from Steven Crowder's studios. He's been embattled. He's been attacked. He's been lied about. The same tactics they used on me. It's all pure garbage. We're blessed to be here separately. Today's the last day. I haven't got a new special together. I might extend it one day. But X3, our Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, selling out. It's a game changer. You need it. You need to experience it. I'm telling you, you need to take it. Most people have iodine deficiencies. This is the best iodine you're going to find. InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139. It funds the operation. 888-253-3139. It is the last day to get X3 discounted. Then it goes to full price, then it sells out. Turbo Force, 10-hour clean energy, also same deal. Ultimate Krill Oil, incredible. Wide-spectrum CBD oil, currently 50% off what regular people pay for similar CBD oil. Nitric Boost, so good for your blood, your heart, everything, to clean out your blood. What's happening? InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. Now take action. Now we'll be right back.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form for a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism. Get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I said I would air these incredible clips of RFK Jr. about bioweapons labs, about the Second Amendment, about closing the border, about the environmental movement being a power grab to take over, and when he's like the leading real environmentalist who cleaned up toxic waste dumps and stuff, that's real. This is amazing. We're going to be getting to that into the next hour, taking 15 minutes from the great Maria Z, reporting live from Australia and what's happening in that area. I know Troyer is going to be curating that information and putting that out in a moment. But I promise to get to all your calls. So, Jeffrey, Obadiah, and Mike. You're our tail gunners. Jeffrey, you're on the air from Colorado.
How you doing, Alex, man? It's a great day, right? Hey, a quick comment for the listeners. And what I question is June 5th, 2017, air traffic control is separated from the FAA and the Department of Defense, if you type that in. And my question is, what do you think was the infrastructure? The Mike Pence got up there and talked about changing the infrastructure. And it was like a failed empire. It was like a authority to give a blank check. What's the name of this separated?
I will be honest with you, Jeff. I have no idea what you're talking about. June 5th, empire, FAA, like, talk to me like I'm 5 years old. What are you saying?
Well, because I'm overwhelmed. June 5th, 2017, air traffic control. Type that in. Trump gave them a blank check, separated from the FAA and the Department of Defense. Who are they? They. All right, have a great day.
All right, I appreciate your call. I'll have to look into that. That's it. Now I see what you're saying. Thank you. I'm not mad at you. It was above my pay grade. I was trying to get what you were saying. Thank you. Let's go ahead and talk to Obadiah in Nevada. Go ahead.
I just want to read a quick poem before I get to the point. Conceive true deception and multiply it a millionfold. Visualize the yin and yang in a battle so intense that we get them confused. The resident evil specializes in misconstruing. We want to be at a presidential level. What are we doing? Fooling ourselves, clowning ourselves, playing ourselves, but not being ourselves. We can't babble no more than we can bob our head off beat. Nimrod by the time we're 40 because we can't get off meat. While we ask no reason for the misplacement of the season, look at the picture that's painted. Canaan as the mind who's blinded to the point where sodomites get all the rights. We fall from fights with fisticuffs. Get pissed enough to miss the bus. It disgusts me to see my folks run up on. I say stand upon this section of time marked revelation and recognize this mind-numbing reality horror known as mankind. Jesus and his 12 disciples make 13, a righteous number of righteous men. Even Judas the betrayer came true in the end. The devil say the end is the beginning. They teach us that we were the product of incest. Invest no level of self into their system of paganomics. Stand with us and don't look back upon it. Just face this mindset, otherwise Babylon. Anyways, to Trump, RFK, Musk, I can't trust Musk, somebody that wants to put a chip in our brain, and the things that have been done to monkeys. RFK, I've been watching his ever since he was like a Harvard student, and his message seems pretty consistent, and you can't deny his pedigree. It blew his uncle's head off, shot his father, and he's completely against the vaccines, the environmental movement, the fake environmental movement, the wars. But with Trump, the candidate Trump is completely different than what we have for President Trump. He kept none of his campaign promises. Hillary never went to prison. He didn't build a wall. He didn't end the wars. And when he got in as president, immediately he said, when he was asked about Hillary going to prison, he said, I don't want anything bad to happen to these people. They're good people. And then with the Candace Owens interview, he said the craziest thing that I've never even heard. That's infinitely more crazy than any of the rabid vaccine themes. He said that the COVID shots were the greatest achievement of mankind. So when are we going to weigh the possibility and consider the thought that he is a crisis actor of the highest order?
I know this. When they indicted him, it made him go up 20, 30 points in the polls. And so you've got to ask yourself, is this all rigged? And I think that's a good point. What do you think about Elon Musk and DeSantis?
DeSantis is surrounded by deep state Bush neocons. Elon Musk, you know, he fits, if anybody fits the Antichrist, he fits it. But I want to get back to Trump real quick, too, because there's a Times of Israel, or maybe it was a Jerusalem Post article about a Ukrainian heiress posing as a Rothschild gains access to Mar-a-Lago and went golfing with him and the homosexual Lindsey Graham. So, I mean, if that's how quick his knees hit the ground when a Rothschild walks in, he's no better than any of them. He's just a good salesman. He's great. He's great on the mic. He's a wonderful stand-up comedian. He's funny. He's entertaining. But he's got this cult-like personality. And people on the right are just as bad as the people on the left because they can't look past their own desires to root for somebody. And people who are backing Trump...
Obadiah, really great points. I'm glad you got through it. I'm glad you were able to say all that. Powerful food for thought. Mike in Canada, last caller. We're here to the RFK clubs. Go ahead.
Perfect. I know that your memory is great, so you'll remember Donald Trump stating specifically to Rubio, but he said to others, you don't want to elect a choke artist. Now, I'm not sure what your excess mortality is in America right now, but I'm sure it's above 13%. Now, if that's not a choke, and I don't think he choked, just like your last caller. I think he's the perfect guy you want in. If you want digital ID, you want Donald Trump in. Because look what he just did with the shots, and he won't even acknowledge it, even though someone who's a professional, like RFK, has come out from the very beginning. You know how sometimes you defend Trump saying, well, he just didn't know, he didn't have access to the information? I'm a C-minus student, and I had access to that information. So, I mean, what's the excuse? He's a hack, and he's taking the United States in the direction of basically the world, the WEF and Rothschilds and Bill Gates. I mean, you guys are heading down that way, and you're cheering it on, which is, it drives me insane.
No, we're having an open debate about it, because they definitely have come after him. He did a lot of good things they hated. He's been wrong on the shot, but I can see your angle, and I didn't like Jared Kushner. So that's why we're having a discussion about it. I think it's very important.
Do you remember, Alex, remember how you say that you trust your gut and it's normally right the first time? Now, all of your audience will remember what you specifically said about the Trump family after Trump bombed Syria. Do you remember what you called them?
What did I call them?
You called them cock, you know what?
Yeah, I mean, I got mad about that night. Yeah, I blew up.
Yeah, so let's just be honest. Your gut, I mean, I'm not going to say I love you 100%, but I know your gut is pretty much 100%. Your heart is probably 100%, but your gut is, it's something that I can go on. Do you understand? Like, I can go on my own gut, but if I follow your gut and what I hear you talk about, I'm literally never wrong.
Yeah, by the term, you know, cocksucker, I meant like they're sucking the New World Orders. You know, they're it's like the Goblin Rant, and it was terrible, and I thought it was horrible because they were trying to get a war going with Syria. It would have been a war with Russia, which we've been trying to stop. Well, one way or another, we're in the middle of it now. We'll try to watch them all. Then, you know, Trump's not going to save us. RFK's not going to save us. God's going to save us. We're going to have to save ourselves. So I appreciate your call. All right, that's it for callers. We got one clip after another. It'll take at least 30 minutes. So we'll go into the next hour. We got to get to every one of these RFK Jr. clips. The first one is he came out about the gay frogs. And then he came out about the bioweapons labs and so much more. By the way, X.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000. Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Destroyer, who's getting ready to take over at 3 p.m. Central in about an hour and 12 minutes with the War Room at the Infowars Studios in Austin, Texas. What do you think about RFK Jr.? What do you think about the debate we've been having today? The larger discussion about Trump, about Elon Musk, about Ron DeSantis. What does your intellect and also your spirit and your gut tell you, Owen Schroyer?
Generally speaking, it's a good thing, Alex. We have at least, I would say, maybe four really true, good, viable candidates for president that I would have no problem voting for tomorrow. One on the Democrat side of the aisle, and that's RFK Jr. And I would say three on the Republican side of the aisle, Donald Trump, Vivek Ramaswamy, and even Ron DeSantis, even though he's clearly not ready for the big stage. I think he's a good man. So I think overall the takeaway is it just shows that we're moving the ball in the larger game. You know, we watch the friction every day, but in the larger game, I think we're moving the ball in the right direction. And just today, I'm going to be covering this on the War Room later. Trump has now released a video from his campaign basically talking about, I mean, alluding not so subtly to the fact that vaccines are causing autisms and vaccines are causing all kinds of autoimmune disorders, specifically in children. So,
wow, that's big news because he's needed to repent for that. That's been the number one thing. I want to hear about that right now, but let me just bring this up, Owen. You hit the key here. Regardless whether Trump's good or not, or Elon Musk is good or not, or RFK Jr. is good or not, or DeSantis is good or not, or Joe Rogan is good or not, or I'm good or not, or the point is, liberty and anti-New World Order and anti-globalist is now the dominant growing force. So, I mean, we're winning. People need to know that. At least all these people have to sound like us now. That irrevocably damages the globalists. They are panicking.
And last time around, in 2016, it was Trump that was jerking the GOP, Trump that was jerking the rest of the candidates on the stage. Now Trump's getting jerked around a little bit. He's going to have to be forcing. He's going to be forced to respond to RFK Jr. He's going to be forced to respond to some of the things that Ramaswamy
is
saying.
He's getting confronted everywhere he goes by his loyal supporters over the poison shot.
But not just that, Alex. I think guarantees are going to have to be made from Donald Trump, who I still see as the front runner here. He's going to have to start making guarantees. Hey, Ramaswamy's saying he wants to shut down these federal bureaucracies. He says he wants to cut federal agents down 90%. What do you say, Donald Trump? Can you answer to that? Can you make that similar progress promise? Here's what RFK is saying about vaccines. Here's what RFK is saying about this. Can you, Donald Trump, answer to that? Can you make that same promise? And I would expect, too, it's going to come up pretty soon. Trump, who are you going to nominate to be part of your cabinet? Who are you going to put in charge of the FBI, the CIA, these other places if they still exist? You need to start letting us know, because that's another big bugaboo with Trump is, are you going to put the right people in place, or are you going to let the swamp drain you? So I think the conversations are getting more real now is what I see happening here. It's not just the political footballs that we're used to dealing with back and forth, where really it's meaningless. We're talking about the real issues. We're talking about the World Economic Forum. We're talking about the poisonous vaccines. We're talking about the invasion at the southern border. We're talking about the government being weaponized against the people and what we're going to do about it. So, yeah, I mean, if you want to say, if you're not willing to tell it like it is, or you're not willing to sound like Alex Jones on the debate stage, then you're going to get mopped up. You're going to get mopped up. The people know what's going on now. They know the topics. They know the debates. They know the facts. And if you're not willing to go into those avenues in the debate arena, then you're just going to get wiped off the map. So I think the rhetoric is getting better.
Absolutely. Well said. Let's get started with this. You'll host 15 minutes the next hour before you take a break through the war room, and Maria Z's coming up. I want all these aired. So we got like 7-8 clips of RFK Jr. The first one is him on Gay Frogs being real. And let's just go in order here. Well, some of these are really long. Robert Kennedy, position on Second Amendment. That's important. Him on Twitter Space, bioweapon labs in Ukraine. Him on propaganda. Oh, man, these are all so important. The Azov Battalion being Nazis, which the New York Times admits and says is good. Nazis are now good. I mean, folks, this is cuckoo land. RFK talks about how Russians beat Hitler. You know, let's start with the gay frogs, and then let's go to clip 5, and let's go to clip 6, and then just shorter excerpts of, clip 5, 6, clip 8, and clip 9, and then the other longer clips Owen will take over. Great job, Owen. I'm going to punch you out of here and drive back to Austin. Tomorrow. I'm actually co-hosting with Stephen Crowder tomorrow, actually, and I'm co-hosting here from again. I'll be back to Austin tomorrow. I usually do only one day. I'm doing 2 days here. So, Owen, you go ahead and take over. Doing a great job. But let's go ahead and start rolling these clips back to back. Here's Andrew Tate came out and said I was right about gay frogs, but they really want your kids. And now RFK Jr., here it is.
Including a lot of the sexual dysphoria that we're seeing, that, you know, that these kids are being overwhelmed by a tsunami. I mean, they're swimming through a soup of toxic chemicals today, and many of those are endocrine disruptors. There's atrazine throughout our water supply. Atrazine, by the way, if you in a lab put atrazine in a tank full of frogs, it will chemically castrate and forcibly feminize every frog in there. And 10% of the frogs, the male frogs, will turn into fully viable females, able to produce viable eggs. And if it's doing that to frogs, there's a lot of other evidence that it's doing it to human beings as well. And, you know, we were watching shows like Combat with Vic Morrow every week on TV, and that showed how Americans had been the victor, and, you know, without America, the world would have been lost. My uncle was telling the American people, that's not true. The people who beat Hitler were the Russians, and they made a sacrifice that is unimaginable to anybody else in the world. Hitler invaded Russia through the Ukraine and then killed one out of every seven Russians and leveled the nation, one-third of the nation. My uncle went during that speech. He said, imagine if all of the American continent, the continental United States, was reduced to rubble between the East Coast and Chicago. That's what happened to Russia. You've got to understand that if we're going to have peace with this country. And, you know, we need to understand that today. We need to put ourselves in the shoes. By the way, it's not just Putin. The Russian leadership back in the 90s said, you know, in 92, they made an agreement. They said, we will pull our troops, our 400,000 troops out of East Germany, and we will turn East Germany over to a hostile army, the NATO army. And the concession that we want from you for that is that you will not move NATO to the east. And President Bush famously told them, we will not move NATO one inch to the east. Then the leader of the neocons, every country in the world has wanted to ban bioweapons. We initiated, Richard Nixon signed the bioweapons treaty in 1973, got all the countries in the world to agree to stop developing them, but we, the CIA, continue to secretly develop them. And then after 2001, we passed the Patriot Act, and we relaunched the bioweapons arms race. So now every country in the world, or many, many countries, are now developing them. We should shut the whole thing down. You know, COVID was clearly a bioweapons problem. And you saw what that did to us. What if it was a real disease, a disease that had a 50% mortality, like dengue fever, Ebola, or you know, one of these other really deadly viruses? They got those in the labs, too. What if that was the one that escaped? Let's shut it down around the world. Let's have a real shutdown of all bioweapons development, have verification of that. And then let's sit down with the other people from Iran, from Israel, from Russia and China, and talk about AI, okay, and make sure that one country does not develop a weapon that is going to kill all the rest of us. And as soon as I get into office, I'm going to issue an executive order forbidding the federal agencies, whether it's NIH, whether it's the CIA, the FBI, from participating in any efforts to censor speech by the American public or to compel other behavior from the American public that is not legally required. And that's what we saw during the pandemic. We saw it, you know, in the vaccine mandates, and we saw it in the censorship of speech. And I will forbid that and make sure that it does not happen, at least during my term in office. Immediately, the first week I'm in office, I will sign that executive order.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.